Connor Pellett. Nope. Sure who that kid is, but he's from Crestwood. Looks like Coulter Bye. Coulter Bye is out on the mat. So it's Cummins with a bye. Cummins with a bye. We got blood timeout, so we can bring you the judge match. And the judge match, we've got Judge in the down position, and he's, let's see, he gets the escape. That's the beginning of the second period, so he gets the escape, makes the score 2-0, and now Judge gets around behind, tries to take him down, and does get the two-point takedown, makes the score 4-0. So Judge from South Tama County, Isaac Judge, is working hard and has got a 4-0 lead with 40 seconds left at the 152-pound matchup, trying to get his ticket punched to Wells Fargo Arena's Saturday night special. That's the championship. And Wes Cummins with a takedown. And he's going to get a couple back points out of it. Makes score 4-0. So Cummins is covering. Bye. Cummins and Bye. We're down there on mat number 7.
Just update on PCM. Colby Tool of PCM did win his match over Rice of, trying to see where he's from, COWM, whatever, wherever that's from. But yeah, Colby Tool from PCM is in the consolation semifinals, is what that'll be, and that round will happen immediately after this round.
Right now we've got Wes Cummins with a 4-0 lead at 160 pounds. First period action, 55 seconds to go. Same score over at 152, where Isaac Judge from South Tama County starts his third period with the lead 4-0. So South Tama County on top and Prairie City Monroe on top. The judge match is a championship match. Winner of that one will go to the championship. Wes Cummins is working hard over here to try to get his Prairie City Monroe team third place points.
We're going to have Lucas Rowland coming up here also.
We'll have Ben Mason a little bit. Oh, no, Ben got eliminated this morning. At 195 pounds for the Blue Demons.
Lucas Rowland for PCM is in the semifinals against Paul Ryan.
All right, we've got an escape now for Bye. So Bye gets the escape. Cummins is in on a leg. They go off the mat out of bounds. Judge is still leading 4-0, and there are a minute and 23 seconds left in his match. Wrestlers are on their feet. Judge is in control of that match. Now, Wes Cummins in on a single leg. He's definitely the aggressor here in his 160-pound match. Wrestlers are all on their feet here that we're watching. The Prairie City Monroe Crestwood contest, the championship side contest with Judge. All the wrestlers are on their feet, and we've got a 4-1 score. Cummins is leading, and we've got a stall call against Bye. So Bye was stalling, so he got warned for stalling. Now we're back to the center of the mat, and time expires in the period. That was the second period. Cummins will be covering Bye to start the third period at 160 pounds.
All right, we got Lucas Rowland here on mat number 5. Immediately gets a takedown, 170 pounds. Immediately cuts his opponent, which is Paul Ryan of Mount Vernon. It's weird. As I pull up rankings, this Paul Ryan was actually ranked 6th at 160 pounds, so I don't know if they made a switch and just said, hey, you know, we're going to try to get through and get the state tournament and bump him up to 70 during sectionals.
I think Lucas Rowland trails 2-1 on that mat down there, mat 5.
No? No, he doesn't, Joe. He got a takedown, and then he cut him. He's the guy that's in the position, got his head on the mat right now. Now he's going to trail. They give a two-point takedown, but they call potentially dangerous. So it is going to be a 3-2 score. Now Rowland is behind.
Meanwhile, Isaac Judge for South Tama County gets his ticket punched to the championship. He wins by the score of 4-1. We've got injury timeout. Now we're back to action for Wes Cummings. He now leads 4-2 with a minute 30 to go in the third period. And there is a good takedown try. Bye-bye.
And Roland does a nice job. He got this, an escape. He's trying to get a takedown here. It's the 3-3 tie. Kind of in a locked-up position here.
Well, I'd like to see him just hit a toss right there.
Yeah, take that, would
him to his mat. That would have been a sweet. He had it set up, but I don't think he wanted to take the risk early in the match because you never know what's going to happen when you roll out of something like that. Here we are. West comes in a little bit of trouble. He's got the takedown. He gives it up. It's 4-4 now. 4-4 with a minute and 1 second to go. Let's see what Cummins has got in his tank at 160 pounds. His teammate, Lucas Roland, is also tied up 3-3 at 170. Roland on the championship side. And it is consolation side for Cummins. So Wes Cummins in a 4-4 tie. 40 seconds to go. Oh, danger of getting tilted for a back point. There's one count, two counts. So Cummins gave up. Nope, did not give up the... did not give up the back points, and he gets a reversal, and he's got his opponent on his back. Wes Cummins rolls through a tilt, and he's got his opponent by on his back, and gets the pin. A pin for Wes Cummins. Call that one in 5 minutes and 34 seconds for Wes Cummins for the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs. Good job. He will be trying to move on up that podium. Could get as high as third. Lucas Roland will go to the second period. That one is all tied up as well, 3-3. We've had good matches here today, Kevin. Really good ones.
Yeah, he's going against Paul Ryan. Mount Vernon, like I said, must have been a smaller weight, but it's a good match. Roland leads 4-3. Gets the escape here. And gets a takedown here. Now he's going to extend that lead, 5-3. Nice shot by Roland. Maybe he heard the crowd of Cummins over there.
That was a good win for Cummins. Come from behind type fashion.
So they go out of bounds and come back to the center of the mat. Mount Vernon coach saying it's putting something in the referee's ear. I'm not sure if the referee liked it or not, but
you'll have that sometimes. You'll have that sometimes.
Ryan comes up. Roland takes him right back to his feet. Or right back to the mat. Sorry, not back to his feet.
That's okay.
It's a long day, Joe.
It's been a long day. Hey, we're glad to bring this broadcast to you folks. If you're just tuning in, we are on 96.7 at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Joe Sinclair and Kevin Cochran are joined by Travis Zappel on the mat side mic. And we're at the Wells Fargo Arena. It's the Iowa High School Championships.
We're actually in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
That is exactly
where
we're at.
That's the premier spot at Wells Fargo Arena to watch wrestling.
Yeah, we are high above the mats in high fidelity, and we got Dooley binoculars and reading glasses. I see. How do you handle the binoculars with your reading glasses on? You leave them on and just shoot them down over the tops, or you? How you handling that, Cochran?
Handle what?
Looking at the binocs with your reading glasses on.
That doesn't work out very well.
Well, right now, Roland is on the mat at 170 pounds. Lucas Roland from Prairie City Monroe has got a 4-3 disadvantage against Mount Vernon. Oh, he's in deep on a single leg now. He's got it. He spins and turns. He's got his opponent stretched out. He grabs the leg. Mount Vernon's Ryan grabs the leg just before Roland could get around and get that takedown. There are 13 seconds left in the period.
Second period.
In the second period.
He's going to find a way not to give up any points here.
Boy, he was in there deep on that single leg, and a good job there by Ryan hanging on to that ankle and denying the takedown to Lucas Roland. So he will go to the second, to the third and final period. He's ahead 4-6. 4-6, Roland is leading that match.
Hey, we've got Bill Debbie listening in from Corden. Says, go Centerville, bring home a trophy. Says, former softball teammate of mine and the 1979 cross-country team champion member.
79? Can't be your
Not teammate. My teammate. Slow pitch softball.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were talking about wrestling team.
After school.
I was doing the math. I thought you graduated like 88 or 89.
89, bud. 89.
Yeah. All right. Here is Lucas Rowland trying to get his ticket punched to the finals at 170 pounds tomorrow. Boy, if that would happen, we are going to have so much fun bringing you guys all the action tomorrow. It is going to be an escape to make the score 5-6. Ryan gets the escape, but Rowland is bringing the action with a minute and 15 seconds to go in the match. He's got the three-point lead. Excuse me. It's got the one-point lead. It's 6-5. He's in now on a single leg.
He's got to keep wrestling here, though. He needs to find a way to score some more points. It is only a one-point match, and they're on their feet.
And Rowland
has been the aggressor on his feet, I thought, but he's got to keep wrestling, Joe. He can't stop here and just try to get by with the win.
Absolutely. He's got to keep on wrestling. It's a 6-5 match right now. He needs to keep the pressure on.
We had a shot and then a reshot by Ryan.
Ryan actually looking a little bit fresher right now than Lucas Rowland. Let's see if Rowland can hang on for 43 seconds. But he's got a front headlock in right now. Oh, and Ryan with a little bit more quickness tries to get around behind. He does get around behind, grabs the leg. Good job there by Rowland reaching across the back. Going to try to get a stalemate out of this because Lucas Rowland.
He may get a takedown out of it. He come back and he's hooked that back leg. Ryan better hope he holds on to that leg and gets the stalemate. But how nice would it be if Rowland could find a way to lock this thing up?
Oh, man.
He's letting it go. And the nice thing is there's 13 seconds left on this.
Clock is getting eaten up right now.
I'm surprised he has not called stalemate.
I tell you what, that Ryan kid is close to getting a takedown right here. But now Lucas Rowland
gets the two.
The Ryan kid, just as a desperation measure, tried to cast his legs across. And Lucas Rowland gets the two-point takedown and wins 8-5. So Precy Monroe has got another one in the finals at 170 pounds. It's Lucas Rowland. Wow, what a great match.
That makes four Southern Iowa wrestlers going to be wrestling Saturday night in the finals. Four.
Well,
in Class 2A.
In Class 2A.
We still got 1A and 3A to go.
Yep, if you're just joining us, Aiden Reeves, he will be a finalist. He'll be joined in Class 2A. Tracy Monroe's Lucas Rowland is there. We've also got a pair from Centerville, Mr. Matthew Lewis.
Nathaniel Ginobana.
Ginobana. Yep. Ginobana, what do you suppose that is? Irish? You know, if you're from Centerville and your name ends in a vowel, you probably have roots that stretch all the way to Italy. Well, we are moving right through here. 195 pounders taking the mat. 195 pounders taking the mat. Let's see who we've got wrestlers of interest here. We got Dalton Rosenberg from South Tama County. He's in a consolation side match against Ben Lee from Ballard. We can bring that match to you. That is over there on mat number one. The Red Oak kid, Thomas Bentley, he's in a dogfight against Southeast Valley Gowrie's Kyler Fisher. I remember Kyler Fisher, he used to wrestle for Southeast Warren. There's a different kid named Kyler.
I don't know.
Not a name you hear a lot. So Rosenberg is scoreless now. It's Rosenberg from South Tama County and Lee from Ballard.
Why don't you bring that? I'm going to take the headset off a minute. I'm going to send a few tweets out.
We can do that. Send out some tweets. Rosenberg goes to the second period. He'll be covering his opponent. No score in the first period. So Lee from Ballard is in the down position. That's a 182-pound matchup for you there, folks, on mat number one. It's a consolation side match. All these wrestlers are going to be medalists that we broadcast for you here for the session here. We still have a few elimination matches that'll come for you in Class 1A in the later session. And now there's the escape by Ben Lee for Ballard. So Ballard takes a 1-0 lead over South Tama County's Rosenberg. Rosenberg, very strong upper body wrestler. Looks like he's going to try to attempt a toss as they go off the mat. We'll bring it back to the center of the mat. Very good day for wrestling. Just got a text in that Nathaniel Girabana's family is from the Philippines. So that's across the pond. It's an island, the same as Ireland. So he's kind of Irish. Wouldn't you say, Kevin? Sort of Irish.
Here's what I've learned in 5 years of doing this with you, Joe, is that I really just don't want to debate any of your philosophies.
What are some other islands?
It's because they're so good.
Yeah, Hawaii's an island also. Maybe he's and that's not too far from the Philippines. Same part of the planet. All right. Here we've got Rosenberg from South Tama County. At 182 pounds, folks, we're bringing you live wrestling action here on 96.7 KIIC. Got the live stream going on KIICradio.com and everywhere that you want to go with the Thunderbolt app on your smartphone or Ask Alexa or whatever that other bee in the box is that you want to call it. South Tama County's Rosenberg is unable to take his opponent down in that second period, so we'll go to the third period. 1-0, Rosenberg in the down position. Lee from Ballard covers him on the right side. Just underway, third period at 182 pounds. Lee from Ballard has got Rosenberg from South Tama County broken down on his stomach. And now it's Lee applying the pressure with a chicken wing. He's got that single chicken wing on the right-hand side. He is working it. Rosenberg trying to post that opposite leg, but Lee is going to get him turned over here. He has got that chicken wing working, and he's got it locked up, and it's back points for Ballard's Ben Lee, and he's got Rosenberg stretched out. It is a three-point near fall. If he can reverse a half, and he does, he gets the pin. So Rosenberg trailed 1-0 for South Tama County, and he is a victim of a fall from Ben Lee from Ballard. So he'll be wrestling for those seventh, eighth points tomorrow. Right now, see what else we got out here, Kevin. Matches of interest here.
We're going to have Brendan Lunsford of Fairfield at 285. He'll still be coming up.
Don't believe we have anybody at 220.
Because I believe Lunsford beat Fuller, and he will be about 23-36.
All right. Well, why don't we take a moment and send it back to the station. Tom's back there. Man in the board for us. Tom's an old UPS guy, former UPS guy. He's not old, but he used to work for UPS. He's running the board for us, and we'll send it back to him for a couple of quick commercial announcements. We can lubricate our vocal cords and get set up here for Lunsford from Fairfield in his 285-pound match in just a couple minutes. So we'll send it back to the station. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to live wrestling coverage from the well. 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships here on 96.7. We will be right back.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Elbia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Elbia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Elbia Hy-Vee.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. From the Meat Lovers, Buffalo Chicken, or the Margarita Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. And their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best and you'll find success.
You're everywhere these days, so is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the Power of Your Co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Bluff Creek Archery, where they can do it. For all your archery needs, they can do it. They have Hoyt bows, fuse accessories, and carry Beeman and Easton arrows. If your bow needs pro shop work done, they can do it. If you want a special order of bow or accessories, they can do it. Want to get some shooting in? They can do it. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where they can do it. They are your go-to shop for everything archery, from youth to adult, and so much more. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. They can do it.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pam. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look, with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92, just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you. All the way.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
Arena, Joe Sinclair and Kevin Cochran. And Kevin, we've got just a couple minutes here. Want to make sure that everybody knows that we are bringing you these live broadcasts due to our great sponsors, and want you to please, if you can, patronize those sponsors, including Albia Family Insurance, Phil Griffin, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa, your Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC, Sheraton Valley Electric, and Double D Repair.
First Iowa State Bank, Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi Mahaska Bottling, and Penn Central Mall.
Also, Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Fueler Home, William Penn University's Aptol Spraying Service, and our Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We're going to have an announcement on that here pretty soon, that we want you to use it if you can do a chore for us.
Quality Ag Service, or I'm sorry, Belzer Equipment, Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, and Community First Credit Union.
Also, Eastern Iowa Tire, G&P Insurance, Crazy Metal Art, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, People's State Bank, Sinclair Tractor, Summers Car Credit, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, and Wirtjes Construction. All right, so here's the deal. The text line is 641-799-1437. We got a couple of minutes before we've got Lunsford for Fairfield coming out.
Mat number two.
Oh, he's out on mat number two. All right, well, we're bringing that mat right now.
Just underway.
Just underway. It is just underway. 1 minute and 58 seconds remain, and now 56 seconds.
He's wrestling Cooper Lawson of Webster City, a senior, 45-1 on the year.
That Webster kid's got a really heavily bandaged left knee, so I don't know if that'll factor into the equation as we go through this match here for Lunsford. That's a consolation side match here. 285 pounds, folks. Lunsford is on his feet. Tries to work. Oh, he does. He works right in there onto that bandaged up knee, and they go clear across the mat onto the next mat. So there was a Creston kid over there about got taken out at the knees by that.
That's a lot of boys.
That's a lot of boys. Yeah, Dan, I think that they are the full 285.
Yeah, this is Lawson is the number one ranked wrestler that got knocked off earlier.
Well, they're tending to him right now. It is a blood timeout. So, got blood timeout out here on mat number two. Counting down from 5 minutes to 4 minutes and 48 seconds. And they get it stopped at 4:48. So, they stop the blood. And back in action. Lunsford from Fairfield on his feet. Like the way he shot in there, and it looks like he's going after that bandaged leg. He's working real hard now. Looking at it through my binoculars, I think both these wrestlers are the full 285. And
probably a couple pretty good football players there, too. A
lot of shoving going on.
A lot of shoving going on. 570 pounds of shoving down there. 285-pounders.
They're going to wait for all these matches to clear before they bring in the before they wrestle the consolation round. And if I've got it right, yeah, we'll wrestle.
We'll have 1A in here next, won't we?
No, we're going to have the, I believe it's the round. These guys got to come right back and wrestle if they lose. So it's the 1A. This is the 1A quarterfinals, which we've already ran the class 2A semifinals.
Oh, here
semifinals.
Is a pin for Lunsford. Lunsford goes feet to back. Just a real quick hip thrust. And this kid that he is wrestling is hurt. That knee, he just kind of got a push on it, and the kid just gave up, and he cannot get to his feet. So Lunsford gets the pin, and that heavily bandaged knee is a very much a factor. I hate to see that down here. That kid, obviously a fierce competitor. He came out here, and be surprised to see him tomorrow. He's grimacing in pain, and he can't get off the mat. So it'll be a win for Lunsford from Fairfield. He gets the pin in 1 minute 20 seconds. So hate to see that, Kevin. But they've got the good trainers out there, and they're working on him, and they're going to get him off the mat. And, yeah, there's definitely something to do with that leg. It's a factor. So.
Yeah, no, they're going to – I'm sorry. Yeah, they are going to go the 1A. At the completion of this round, we're going to go into the 1A.
That's what I figured, and give these 2A guys a little bit of a break.
Yeah, so it's the 1A consolations. And then we'll be done for a little while. And then tonight you're going to be looking at the – Class 3A semifinals and third round consolations, and then the Class 1A semifinals and third round consolations will be our session number 6.
That's right.
From at 7:30.
Yep. So we got a couple of minutes here. We got a debate going on up here in Des Moines, folks, about it's Friday, it's during Lent, and it's the fish fry season. Albia's Knights of Columbus obviously has the best fish fry in southern Iowa, but there's an argument in the booth that Centerville's Knights of Columbus fish fry
is better,
and
which would not make yours the best.
No, I don't believe that that's accurate. So what we need to do is have somebody tonight go to both of them, or maybe the thing to do would be have somebody from Centerville drive to Moravia, and somebody from Albia drive to Moravia, and meet down there at Fat Annie's.
Have a taste off,
and have the patrons at the bar decide whose fish is better. And I think that you will agree that the Albia Knights of Columbus will come out on top. They will cook you up a whole catfish. They got catfish fillets. They got cod fillets. For kids' meals, they got French fries, and they've got shrimp, those wonderful big jumbo breaded shrimp.
Big shrimp.
Great big breaded shrimp.
I like the shrimp meal myself.
You get garlic toast, all that butter on there toasted, and garlic bread that's toasted, and coleslaw. A baked potato, a whole entire baked potato with all the sour cream and butter that you want to slap onto it with salt and pepper. See, at the Knights of Columbus in Albia tonight.
At the Knights of Columbus in Albia, they will also have an ice-cold beverage of your choice.
That's right. Same place. You don't have to go down the street to get it.
Okay. You got me there. You got me there.
It's a concession at Wells Fargo, folks. But anyway, we do want to encourage anybody that is hungry for fish tonight, go to the Knights of Columbus and support those things. They're benevolent places. They give away all the money that they earn to deserving, underserved people. And it's a great cause, and it's a great meal. So enjoy that tonight. It's at 5 o'clock in Albia and Centerville. I think it's in Centerville.
I couldn't win anyway. I'm getting ganged up on here by two. It's 2-1. Every time we go anywhere, it's 2-1.
Well, you know what they say about us Albia folks. We don't fight fair.
From a technical standpoint, though, I was born in Centerville. Did you know that? Yeah, I was. Doc Officer, OWCA.
Yep.
Signed my birth certificate back. I wasn't there. I mean, I was there, but I don't remember it. 1965.
Yep. So, see, then everybody back home at Albia now understands what your problem is.
What is my problem?
You were born in Centerville.
There you go. All right, there you go.
The people in Centerville think, well, maybe that's why I like the guy so much.
That could be. You know, I always said about people from Centerville when we were playing them in Little League and stuff, you didn't really like them when you were competing against them, but if you were in a foxhole, you'd probably want to have one of them in the foxhole with you. You know, they were just, they'd fight a little bit dirtier, but they did what it took to achieve success.
All right, we're still here waiting on the last match to come to a close. We got Creston versus FLMC, but this is the final match.
I believe that is it's one of the Catholic schools.
I think we were in sudden victory. There were 7 seconds left. Sudden victory match, and Creston goes down by a score 3-1.
And that was Bishop Heelan, yep. Bishop Heelan right there gets the win. And that was the last match here in Class 2A in this consolation.
So the 1A, you can see the 1A kids are starting to come out. Now this is the consolation round.
We are ready to begin our Class 1A second round consolation.
And we are going to have 106-pounders out here. Let's get over here to our 1A coverage. Make sure we don't miss anything here, Kevin.
Will Martin from Ray will be coming up here pretty quick.
I believe with a die kit from Sigourney Kyoto.
Yes.
He'll be out there.
Mason Die, 106-pounder.
Yeah, this is a do or die, isn't it?
Die might have got eliminated in his last match. No, he should still be going.
Lost the quarters.
Yeah.
This is you just lost your quarterfinal match, and you're going to come back, and you're going to wrestle somebody who has not wrestled yet today. And
so Die's got Hansen at 106 pounds. That'll be right away.
That'll be on mat number three.
Mat number three. Then we're going to have Dale from Central Decatur.
Well, Will Martin will be on mat number five. So we're going to have mat three and.
Yeah, Will Martin. So we'll have three matches right away. Will Martin from Moravia. We got Wyatt Dale from Central Decatur.
Yeah, he'll be on mat seven.
And we've got
220 Caleb Reeves will be coming back out.
Mason Dye. So we're going to have a lot of wrestling coming for you here in the very, very beginning. So it's going to take all three of us to bring it to you. And we will here. Three amateur broadcasters live from Wells Fargo Arena going to bring you four simultaneous matches. Don't know how we're going to do it yet because we're just amateurs. But we are bringing it here to you on 96.7 KIIC. You're listening to Thunder Country coverage at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. So we'll get it set up for you here. I will take the die match. And the Dale match, and you take Martin. Get a set up here where everybody is.
Yep. Mason Dye's on mat number three going against Donovan Hansen of Manson Northwest Webster.
Yeah, Dye's trailing 2-0 right now. Minute 27 to go in the first period.
Yep, he got taken down, and they're off the mat out of bounds.
Will Martin's getting ready to take the mat on mat number five, and the whistle is blown, and the start of that match is underway.
Dye tries a side roll here, and he is almost getting it to work. He casts over, but gets a little bit out of position.
And we got Wyatt Dale of Central Decatur on mat number seven.
Well, I'll bring you Dye and Dale. Keep track of that for you. And you got Martin.
Yep, 0-0. Not much action the first 30 seconds. We're feeling each other out.
Central Decatur is green over here. He trails 2-1. I believe that's accurate. And we've got a reversal now for Dye for Sigourney Kyoto. So Dye gets a reversal, and he's trying to turn it into an outside cradle. I think he's a little bit out of position to make that work, but he's got him right at the edge of the mat, and he's going to get back points. And he could even pin him now. He gets set, and he gets the pin. Mason Dye gets the pin for Sigourney Kyoto. He just worked that outside cradle. It looked like he was a little bit too high, but he dropped back, got his head into the ribs on the outside, and just as he got to the outside circle, got one shoulder rolled out in, one shoulder out, and it's a pin for Mason Dye. Congratulations, Mason Dye, and I'm so glad that happened. That's one less match that we got to watch, and it turned out our way. What a great job for Dye from Mason Dye from Sigourney Kyoto. Gets the pin. That's bonus points for Sigourney Kyoto here in the consolation matches.
Yeah, and Will Martin's match, he's going against Trey Lashbrook of AGWSR. Not much action. Trey did take a shot on Martin and did get the takedown right there as they go out of bounds. So he does trail with 26 seconds left here.
Central Decatur 113-pounder Wyatt Dale will go to the second period trailing his Nashua Plainfield opponent by the score of 2-1. Dale gets his choice. He defers. Nashua Plainfield goes down. He's set.
Martin's trying to get hand control and come up and out. at the close of this first period, and he does. He gets the escape here with about 3 seconds left.
Oh, almost.
They got in on a shot, but the clock had run out. 2-1. Will Martin trails Trey Lashbrook. And it's his choice, and he's going to choose down. If he can come up and immediately get out like he did right there, we'll be a 2-2 knot right back on our feet.
Wyatt Dale now trailing 2-1 at 113 pounds against Josh Whittinger. Whittinger is in the top cover position. Dale trying to bust out. Hits a stand-up. That doesn't work. So no change there. Still 2-1. Second period action. Whittinger from Nashville Plainfield covering covering Dale from Central Decatur.
Martin has some trouble getting up and out. His opponent, Lashbrook's had a nice bar arm in on him, and they go out of bounds. Here's where that first move becomes important, is when you get back and get reset, you don't want to let your opponent get you in position. You want to make the first move, a good first move, and get him off of his game. So we have a minute 36. Will Martin's got to find a way to get up and out here. This is a elimination round.
These are elimination matches here, folks. And right now we got Wyatt Dale gets a tilt against him and gives up two quick near fall points on the tilt. He's on the bottom position with only 39 seconds to go. Hasn't been able to bust out of there. So it's 4-1. Wyatt Dale in the down position. So he's going to have to score from top if he is going to advance and be on the medal stand here in Class 1A.
Well, hey, Will Martin does just what I said right off the whistle. He gets up, gets the escape. Now they're back on their feet. It's a 2-2 tie as they go out of bounds again. We have a minute 5 left here in the second period, but it's like Martin's, the action just keeps getting greater and greater as this match goes on. I thought a little bit sluggish there early on, but he's got to find a way to get a takedown here. But he does have it knotted back up 2-2.
Wyatt Dale unable to get the escape and score off the bottom, so he will go to the third period, covering his Nashville Plainfield opponent, trailing by the score of 4-1. But Nashville Plainfield takes neutral, so take down here, you can narrow it to 4-3.
Well, Martin had a couple of shots from a long ways away, couldn't get to it. Lashbrook takes a reshot, gets in on a leg, and takes Martin down again to extend the lead 4-2 as they go out of bounds. 26 seconds left here in the second period. It's going to be Lashbrook's choice coming to third period.
I want to thank everyone for listening in on Thunder Country. We've had requests for Central Decatur. We've had requests for Moravia, all of our Southern Iowa wrestlers, and this Class 1A action is going to be fast and furious. These are elimination matches, and they will go quickly. We are at 106, 120, 126 coming right up. We've got all the 113-pounders out there, including Will Martin for Moravia, and he is in a scramble situation trying to roll out of it and get a reversal, and he does get the reversal here at 113 pounds to tie his match up.
Hey, that's exactly what Will Martin does. He gets a reversal as well to tie
just
his
time
match
expires
up.
Just as time expires.
Yep, 4-4.
Well, there's a minute left for Wyatt Dale. He is on his feet, trailing 4-1. That is a 113-pound elimination match. These are all elimination matches.
Lashbrook chooses down. Martin covers him. He immediately comes to his feet. Now he's in position and he gets the reversal. Lashbrook gets the reversal as they get up to their feet. Now it's kind of weird because if you get behind your opponent, you immediately get the reversal. But if you're on your feet and you get behind your opponent, hands have to be on the mat. So yeah, he does get the reversal here.
Wyatt Dale gets taken down and thrown to his back by his Nashville Plainfield opponent. He's trying to bridge off his back with 25 seconds to go. He trails now by the score of 6-1. There's 3 near fall points that'll be added onto that to make it an 8-point decision if Wyatt Dale can find a way to get off of his back here. He's wrapped up pretty tight, though. It's a reverse half for Nashville Plainfield, and Whittington has got it locked up pretty tight. Down to the final 10 seconds for Wyatt Dale. He gets pinned. Call that pin at 5 minutes, 56 seconds. So Dale's day is done, but a great year for the Central Decatur grappler, Wyatt Dale. Now all eyes are on Moravia's Martin.
Yeah, Wills just starting here with a minute 32 left. Trails by a score of 6-4. Lastbrook trying to get him turned here. He's got a bar armed. And Martin's doing a nice job trying to get hand control, building a base. But it's tough to do much when Lastbrook's got that arm barred up the way he does.
That Ackley kid has really got that arm cranked right there. And I'd like to see a stalemate or something come out of this and give him a chance to score some points. It is third period action. He needs to make something happen in the final minutes.
He's coming up. Will Martin's back up on his feet here. His opponent's going to get nailed for, should get nailed for stalling. There it is, too.
Gets nailed for stalling and gets the escape. So there's a shot in there, a wild one by Lashman. Oh, now he gets right in there on the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat. Whew. That kid is good on his feet from Ackley.
He's fluent.
I thought that was a language skill.
That's lots of... Very fluent. He flows, man.
Fluent. He's fluid. Here we go. The wrestlers are on their feet. A takedown could win this for Will Martin. He trails by the narrowest of margins, 5-6. 30 seconds left in this 113-pound match. There's been a stall call against Lashman already. The pressure being brought on by Martin. Now Martin in an underhook situation. There are only 20 seconds to go. Martin needs to get separation here and throws him off the mat into the Moravia cheer squad. And we go back to the center of the mat. Get set. Coach Whitlow down there. Hey, there's a shot in there by Martin. Sprawl by Lashman. And then a reshot by Lashman, just enough to keep from getting a stall call. And now a headlock attempt by Martin is too late. And with 1 second to go, he gets taken down on an ill-advised throw. But you got to do that late in the match.
Absolutely.
You got to do anything you can, get your hips under you, try to get into a scramble situation and come out on top. Really well-wrestled match there for Will Martin. Comes up just a little bit short, but man, oh, man, what a great year for the sophomore from Moravia. I think we're going to be seeing him back up here.
Oh, heck yes. I like his style. He wrestles with lots of action, lots of intensity. Should have Casey Baker from I-35 up, 12:35. He's on mat number 4 right now, and he trails. No, he leads by a score of 4-1. So Baker wrestling Sternhagen.
Who's our next Pekin wrestler going to be? We're going to have Keaton Bann.
Yeah,
he's going to be up against the Underwood kid.
Harbison. Harbison at 138.
Harbison at 138.
But right now, Casey Baker of I-35. We're in the second, just starting the second period. He leads by a score of 4-1. I-35 has several wrestlers up here. I'm going to kind of give us an update on team scores in Class 2A since we are at the conclusion of those. And with Centerville getting two wrestlers into the finals, we'll see where we are. Centerville still in fifth, tied with Davenport Assumption with 48. Ballard in fourth with 48.5. New Hampton in third with 59. South Tama County with 60. And Dubuque Wallert leads with 79. So a big round for Dubuque Wallert in those semifinals as they have 79 points. But Centerville hanging in there, tough.
Hey, could be a trophy finish for Centerville with a little bit of luck. They need a lot.
A little bit of luck, yep.
They need for a couple of teams above them to have a bad finals. But like their chances in the finals with those two wrestlers that they have.
Well, Casey Baker extends his lead by two more points. It's a score of 6-1. A minute left here in the second period. He's been riding those legs tough. You know, it's wrestling is one of those things. If you're a legger, you either love them or you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of either got to go all in with them and use them a lot, or some people just are not comfortable with it and they stay out of them because they can get you in trouble.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Hey, want to thank the fine folks at Harold Trailer Sales. If you're in the market for a new or used camper, hey, it's not too early to start thinking about camping this spring. Be sure and go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola. They're on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com.
We got a text coming in. Awesome job, Joe. And Kevin, you guys are great. All Southern Iowa wrestlers from the Hammus Crew in Batavia.
Well, the Hammus Crew is too kind. They are too kind. I'm sure they're going to be excited about the peaking matches that we've got coming up here. We got Harbison be here in just a moment at 138. And it won't be very long after that. We'll have Keaton Bayon out on the mat at 152 pounds for the crew, the Pekin Panthers.
Well, we'll be bringing you Harbison here just shortly. Casey Baker getting ready to go into the third period, leads by a score of 6-1. He's going to choose to go down. He's got a comfortable lead here, but I'm not sure if anything up here you could call comfortable.
I wouldn't be comfortable until the clock is gone.
So speaking of which, if Joe Millage is listening and we want to talk about, you know, things that we may need to change for the future, and we talk about comfortable, you think he could get us some nicer chairs, a little more cushion in the chairs, and wireless headsets, because I don't know how many times me and you have tripped over these cords.
I'd like to look like the guys that are calling the Olympics. Yeah. You know, it looks like they could just got a little piece of wire in their ear.
Piece of wire in their ear. And
we look like
I agree.
We look like a couple guys from, you know, the 1977 Rose Bowl. Tom's telling us that those are surgically implanted on those professionals. We're just amateurs. Well, right now we got just a few seconds away here, and we'll have the 138-pounders coming out. We're going to have bout number 1247. It'll be Drake Harbison from Pekin. He got beat in the first one against that tough Spencer Griffin from Emmitsburg, but he did a great job against Whitstock. Got a 4-3 win in, I believe, that TB. That's overtime, isn't it?
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker, yep.
UTB's ultimate tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker one.
Tiebreaker one.
Tiebreaker one. He got her into overtime. So Harbison doing a great job for those Pekin Panthers. He'll be the next feature match that we have out here.
Casey Baker gets the escape and then gets another takedown. He's now leads 9-1, which would be good for I-35. I think they're up there in the team standings in Class 1A, and that'll give him a major decision. There's 25 seconds left. He's got the legs in, trying to turn him, and they stalemate it and come back. So it looks like Casey Baker is going to advance on for I-35 at 120 pounds. Waiting on Harbison. What bout number did you say Harbison is? 1247. So we got about four more matches for Harbison. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at KIIC Wrestling. Be sure to text into the text hotline, 641-799-1437.
Had a text come in, somebody that was unable to hear Geno Bona's match, but he heard it was an exciting finish. It was an exciting finish, folks. Geno Bona came in the final ticks of the clock and was able to get the points that he needed and got the job done.
Well, what else was exciting about it was the positions that he was in where his opponent was possibly going to get the takedown, and he literally was doing the splits multiple times.
Yep.
In different situations.
Got the kid to lock his hands to tie the thing up and get it into overtime.
Yeah, that's what it was, the locked hands.
The locked hands. But he never stopped moving. He couldn't get out, but he made the kid lock his hands. And that was what was really exciting about that match. He needed an escape to tie it, take it into sudden victory, and he was able to get a point via the locking hands penalty. And that was really when you could tell that the other kid was super gassed.
Yeah, it was the icing on the cake.
Yeah, he was super gassed, out of gas.
All right, but man, what a great view that we have from up here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. If you have never made it to the state tournament before, it is something to see. The literally 75,000 people that come through here.
They see a show.
You got the whole section of cheerleaders over here, which before that thing was full when we was doing the semifinals of Class 2A, when you had 1A here and 2A and 3A all at the same time. And now that some of the 2A is, it's cleared out a little bit, but this was a packed house earlier today. And man, it's the cool thing about it is everywhere we go, because we leave and we have to eat, we have to refuel. That's all you see is wrestling gear.
Everybody in this town right now.
They all support their town, you know, so you just know. And it's we've been doing this long enough that you can just go up to somebody and, hey, you know, how'd so-and-so do? How'd this kid do? And sometimes they look at it, it's like, how do you know this kid? It's like, hey, you know, it's a wrestling family.
Yeah, and we're all here watching all this happen. And you see some really exciting stuff. And kids have just poured all out onto the mat. And like Dan Gable said a couple years ago, we interviewed him. He said, if everything goes right, there's no losers. Because, you know, the kid works as hard as he can, isn't out smoking dope or something, and he comes up here and gets beat, you know what? He's not a loser. Everybody here, even the one that doesn't get his hand raised, is a winner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right now, I think we are just the next match. Yep. Harbison is coming out onto mat 8. So it'll be Wilton versus... I believe that's a Wilton wrestler that he's going up against, isn't it? Yeah, Corey Anderson from Wilton. He is a junior. He's 43-8 on his year, going up against Harbison, who is 10-5 on his senior campaign. Want to make a shout out to Ryan Vogel, him and his wife. They just got married and had a nice party last Saturday night. Congratulations. He's part of that Pekin Packwood wrestling family, an alumni of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, along with his brothers. Good wrestling family there from Packwood. And we're going to bring this match to you here. Going to be brought to you by the folks from Copeland Auto Body. Copeland Auto Body is Southern Iowa's state-of-the-art provider of advanced collision repair. The most important thing to Steve and Holly Copeland is customer service. They will make things as stress-free as possible. Visit them at CopelandAutoBody.com. That's C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, AutoBody.com. All right, Harbison's got his red leg band attached to his left leg. Anderson from Wilton is out there, a tall drink of water, tall and skinny. All right, we're underway. Harbison for Pekin. Working a collar tie right now. Anderson in there on a single leg. A little bit of a long shot for Anderson, and Harbison is able to stop it, and he's got him stretched out now. All right, puts him in a front headlock, and Anderson gets back up to his feet. Shot in there by Harbison, in on a single leg. Sprawl by Anderson. Anderson from Wilton gets back out now, and there's separation. We're at the center of the mat right now, and there's an ankle pick by Anderson. Anderson's got the ankle pick, elevates, comes around out the backside. Good job there on a spin by... Oh, now we've got a cradle in, and it is 2 points for Anderson. He turned that ankle pick into a cradle now, and he's got the cradle locked up, and Harbison's tight. In trouble. It's tight. It could be a pin against Harbison here in the first period. He just fell right into that on an ankle pick. Couldn't quite get out of it. He needs to put both legs together and kick out of that cradle. That is a tight cradle. It's an outside cradle, though, so it's a little bit harder to get position for pinning. It will be a 3-point near fall, a 5-point feet-to-back move for Anderson from Wilton. But Harbison from Pekin is still trying to kick out of this cradle. I bet it's in tight, Kevin. It is in tight.
It is.
There's the pin for Anderson. So Harbison from Pekin gets pinned in the first period, a minute and 14 seconds. He fought a long time, but just couldn't quite kick out of that cradle.
No, and he was in position, man. Those... You get that leg, and you walk it around that head, you're not getting out of it. Best thing to do is just don't get in it.
I can't agree with that statement. Well said, well put. So
now we're going to be looking for Keaton Bayon of Pekin, 152 pounds.
Now we'll have a couple of minutes before Keaton comes out on the mat because we got all the 145-pounders to come out, and we still got 38-pounders all out there and even a couple of 32-pounders. So
we'll have T.J. Deerking coming up, along with Reeves, Chaz Clark.
That is
Kaufman
right.
Of Pleasantville.
Yep. Deerking at 12:07. He'll be up against Trees from NBC. Where is NBC? Besides the Channel 13.
I was going to say. I wasn't going to say it, Joe.
Nishna Valley, maybe. We'll look up here.
What was it in what?
NBC.
NBC?
November Bravo Charlie. 170. Looks like it is. That is 170-pounder Trees. North Butler, Clarksville. So Butler County. Okay. I think the county seat up in Butler County is Allison.
I see they changed those so much. When we were in school, it was just Clarksville.
Yeah.
That was it, Clarksville.
Clarksville.
The consolidation and stuff with all these schools and everything is hard to keep.
Well, not only that, some of these programs will go together on
sharing agreements.
Sharing agreements. And wrestling is a hard sport. It's if a kid goes out for wrestling, I mean, he's committing himself to a lot of hard work and pain, and it'll teach him more about himself than any other thing that he could do. But a lot of times, kids just don't want to make that commitment, and you see a potentially really good wrestler watching the state meet instead of participating in it, or participating in the process to get to it. So Derek King will be 170 pounds. We'll have Keaton Bayon out here at 152 pounds. Really don't have anybody that we're going to watch with very much intensity from the 145-pound weight class. If you're just joining us here, we watched our 138-pounder from Pekin, Harbison. He went down to defeat. But we've had some pretty good luck here in this round. You got Mason Dye from Sigourney, Kyoto through. Wyatt Dale from Central Decatur. He was defeated by Rees. From Liza Must... No, he was defeated by Whittinger from North Polk. All right, we're getting into some 152-pounders. I believe the bout number 1255 will be the next one called. Yeah, we got 1254 out there. So Keaton Bynes is going to be going up against Baker from Underwood. Michael Baker from Underwood is a 25-13 junior from Underwood. Underwood's got a very storied wrestling presence. Their story is long, and their history is impressive, but also is Pekin of Packwoods. Coach Al Chapman's got his team here fired up, and he's going to have his 44-4 senior, Keaton Bayer, competing out here. Keaton Bayon got beat in the quarterfinals. That made his record 45-5 as we go into this match. So it'll be Bayon from Pekin, Baker from Underwood. So let your friends know we are bringing it to you here on 96.7. If you're just joining us, this is Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We're bringing them to you here live from Wells Fargo Arena. You can listen live also with the internet connection, KIICradio.com, and on the mobile device, your app that you need to look for on your app store is Thunderbolt. It's the Thunderbolt app. You'll see KIIC mentioned in there, but if you put Thunderbolt into your search, it'll pop right up for you. All right. I want to thank Joe Millage for giving us this great equipment, sans printer, to be able to bring you these wrestling championships. We've got every trick and gadget known to the broadcast world for live sports broadcast. We've got bat wing antennas to bring the live microphones in from the floor and from the hallways. We've got a digital tie line hookup that can get us in and out. The only time we've ever had very much trouble is on the Saturday sessions when the TV crews are all here and they're really pumping out a lot of the data. There's only so much data. I guess the highway gets clogged and the TV can have enough power to squeeze out the radio. But for the most part, it comes to you in full digital sound. And the very next match that comes up, it's going to be Keaton Bayon from Pekin up against Michael Baker from Underwood. And I believe that we are going to have that match down here on mat number one. I believe mat one, we are going to have Keaton Bayon coming out for Pekin of Packwood.
You said we're doing we have all this technology, and I'm sitting here writing with a pen.
Left-handed.
Left-handed.
All right.
Pekin wrestler coming out here on mat number one now.
Eagle Grove. Wilson of Denver, Hyman Eagle Grove up on mat number.
All right, here we go. Picking, getting ready to go. Keaton Bayon. He's got a good senior campaign going. He looks loose. He's got a little jog going to him there. Putting a glass on him here. Looks to me like he's ready to go. Comes out, shakes hands, and it's Underwood versus Pekin and Packwood here at the Wells Fargo Arena. This is an elimination match, folks. 152 pounders on the mat, fighting to climb onto the podium. One of these kids will go home. The other one will be a medalist at your 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at 152 pounds. There's a shot in there by Baker from Underwood. Good sprawl by Bayon to get out of it. Now he's taking that sprawl and turning it into a front headlock. Tries to get in on a single leg. Baker sprawls back out of that. So both wrestlers showing some aggression here. Quickness on their feet. Like these 152-pounders, they are moving well. They're right at the center of their mat. They're circling instead of backing up. Nice job moving around clockwise here.
Bayon appears to have about a 4-inch height advantage, Joe.
Now that might mean that that he's getting to have some leverage, but you also got to watch out on those short guys. They usually got a pretty powerful core, and you want to make sure that they keep that core down on your extremities, not working on your midsection and your core. And then we're going to have Central Decatur out at 160. Jones from Central Decatur. What mat is that one going to be on, Travis?
The Central Decatur?
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be on mat number 7.
Mat 7. Okay, I'll keep an eye on that one if you want to bring us the Pekin match. It's down here on my end.
Central Decatur.
Well, while they're waiting to come out, we'll give you the full coverage of the Pekin match. Keaton Bayon. He's on his feet.
0-0 score here, last 15 seconds here of the opening period. Neither wrestler really too active on some shots here as the period winds out. Oh, now his opponent, Baker, takes a shot at the end of the period. Time's going to expire. 0-0, second period. Bayon Pekin wins the toss, elects to defer. His opponent, Michael Baker, is going to choose to go in the down position.
All right. Get Central Decatur out here in just a minute. I believe. Look that up. See where those boys are wrestling at. Jones from Central Decatur.
Yeah, track didn't have them up here yet. Oh, there they are. Mat 3. Just underway.
Right Schoner next. And Jones.
Right next to Bayon and Pekin.
That's good. And it's Jones with a feet-to-back move. He gets a two-point near fall. Just underway, and that is a four-point move for Jones from Central Decatur. He's going to try to work a tilt now. Gets a little bit out of position. And Whitner is going to be able to get a reversal on him there. So makes the score 4-2. So a four-point move for Dale. Now he gets out. Or excuse me, not from Dale. That's Jones.
Michael Baker started this second period in the down position, and Keaton Bayon and Pekin doing a nice job of riding him here with a minute and 20 left to go.
He's doing a good ride now. Looks like he's going to get the arm barred there. Keaton Bayon working hard against Baker from Underwood. That's at 152 pounds. Meanwhile, at 160 pounds, it's Jones from Central Decatur. He's working with a 5-2 lead in the first period with 20 seconds to go. That's a 160-pound matchup. These are all elimination matches, so if you hear your wrestler's name called now, he's going to be a winner. He's going to be on the medal stand.
50 seconds left to go in the second period, and Keaton Bayon now really riding hard with that corkscrew ride. Back on the hips, tries to break Baker down. Baker up to his feet, off the edge of the mat. We're going to go.
All right, at 160 pounds, we'll go to the second period. 5-2 the advantage for Central Decatur. Central Decatur defers the choice. And
on the whistle, Schmier. Baker stands up. Bayon drops down the hips. Now Baker's trying to work a reversal.
He needs to get his hips under him.
Now Bayon gets back in control, back on top. And they're going to call it a two reversal and a two reversal. So we're going to be still tied up here now, 2-2. And Keaton Bain of Sigourney's going to, or of Pekin's going to be called for a stall here.
Well, right now we've got at 160 pounds a 5-2 contest with the wrestlers on their feet. It's Jones leading for Central Decatur at 160 pounds against Schnurr from Monona.
Going to have another Pekin wrestler coming out here, mat number two, 160 pounds.
That's right. That is going to be
now Bain. Time's going to expire. 2-2 score.
This is going to be confusing because we've got Baker from Pekin is out there competing, and we've got Bain from Pekin competing against Baker. So we got two Bakers out there. One we're rooting for Pekin, and the other one we're not. So we'll just go Pekin Baker and Underwood Baker.
Yep.
Ooh, and Pekin Baker gets thrown to his back. It's a quick move here, a hip toss, and it is a two-point takedown for who's Pekin Baker wrestling there?
He's wrestling Fletcher from Hudson.
So Fletcher gets the takedown.
Ethan Fulcher.
All right, Fulcher. Fulcher from Hudson.
Yeah,
all right.
In the third period here, minute 25 to go, Keaton Bain started in the down position, got the escape. He's up 3-2, but Baker in on a deep shot off the edge of the mat. We're going to go. Going to go back to neutral, 3-2. Keaton Bain of Pekin in front of Michael Baker of Underwood.
There's a two-point takedown for Schnurr at 160 pounds against Jones from Central Decatur. That makes the score 5-4 as we go to the third period. Meantime, at 160 pounds also, it's Baker from Pekin trailing 2-1. The wrestlers are on their feet in that 160-pound matchup. That's Fulcher from Hudson, Baker from Pekin, 2-1. Fulcher on top of Baker.
Yeah, now Michael Baker from Underwood in on a deep shot here on Kane. But now Keaton does a nice job, sprawls out of it.
Jones from Central Decatur starts the third and final period at 160 pounds in the down position. Busts out of there with a stand-up escape. Now his lead is 6-4. 6-4 for Jones from Central Decatur at 160 pounds. At 160 pounds also, it's still 2-1 as we go to the final 10 seconds. Baker from Pekin is trailing in that one. He gave up a big old throw that yielded 2 points and busted out of there and got an escape. So he trails 2-1 at 160 as we go to the second period.
Not sure what happened here in Keaton Bayon's match, if he got called for a violation or what, or stalling, but it's a 3-3 tie now with 10 seconds left to go in the third period. Keaton Bain Pekin.
Oh, he's in on a double leg. Bain for Pekin gets a two-point takedown with 2 seconds to go, and he will be on the medal stand. Way to go, Keaton Bain. Nice little duck under double leg, and he started that move with 4 seconds to go, and 2 seconds later, he is standing victor over his Underwood opponent on the mat. Great job, Keaton Bain. He will be on the medal stand at 152 pounds for the Pekin Panthers. Not such good luck for Baker from Pekin. He trails now 4-1. He gets reversed here in the second period. Makes the score 4-1. 4-1 for Baker from Pekin. He trails. And at 160 pounds also, it is Jones from Central Decatur. If you're just joining us here, folks, these are Class 1A elimination matches here live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. The winners here that we're announcing here in Class 1A will be medalists at the 2018 Wrestling Championships. The losers, even though they're not losers, the ones that don't have their hand raised, will go home and be spectators. And here's Dale now, or excuse me, Jones now, with a hip toss, and he has got his opponent stretched out. That's Schnurr from Monona, and it is a big 5-point move at the edge of the mat for Jones.
That gives him 11 points now against 4 for his opponent. They're off the mat out of bounds with 8 seconds to go. So looks pretty good there for Jones for Central Decatur at 160.
Down here on mat number 4 now, T.J. Durking, Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas taking on Brandon Trees. And Trees has got a 2-0 lead right now on Durking in the second period. Second period just underway. T.J. Durking trailed 2-0.
All right, Jones from Central Decatur does advance by the score of 11-4. And we'll leave it down here with T.J. Durking on mat number 4 at 170 pounds. You bring us that one, Travis, and I'll leave it with Baker. I'll give you everything that I can for the crew here at the Peak and Packwood. They're rooting on their own Baker, but he trails now by the score of 5-1 as we close out the second period.
Yeah, so. Trees from North Butler Clarksville started in the down position here to start the second period. Durking been doing a nice job of riding him, hanging on to the leg here, trying not to give up the escape. It's 2-0. Brandon Trees out in front of T.J. Durking, Southeast Warren. And Durking does a nice job, nice little mat return there as they go out of bounds. Minute 13 left to go. Durking's going to cover here. His opponent, Trees, tries to hit a sit-out. Durking circles around behind the hips, has control. And Trees is going to stand up, get the escape now. 3-0. Brandon Trees out in front of T.J. Durking. 55 seconds left to go in the second period.
Right now, it's still 5-1. Baker from Pekin is taking the down position. And he will get flattened out now. He actually got reversed. He trails now 7-1 with a minute 7 to go. 7-1. Baker trailing at 160 pounds. So
30 seconds left to go in the second period here for Durking as Durking trails 3-0. Brandon Trees of North Butler Clarksville. And Durking needs to try to work on some offense here. Now he gets drops down, takes a shot. Trees sprawls out of it, back to their feet, off the edge of the mat. 9 seconds left in the second period.
Only 47 ticks on the clock for Caden Baker from Pekin, and he trails by 6 points. He needs to bust out of there, try to do some scoring here from the bottom. Maybe a side roll, a Granby roll. He's just kind of reaching around behind him now. Crossbody ride being put in there by his opponent. And that is a clock-eaten move there.
As the second period comes to a close, Durking is going to get taken down by Trees. Now start the third period. T.J. Durking trails 5-0. And he's going to start the down position. Up to his feet here. Trying to break the hands. Trying to hit a sit-out. Trying to hit a switch. Trees just really riding tough.
Right now, we've got Caden Baker down in the final seconds. He will go down to defeat. Final score, 8-1. Caden Baker, great season for that young man. Made it up here to Wells Fargo Arena. And not quite enough in the tank there at the end. But give him credit. You know, he's senior, had a great, great season, great career. Congratulations on making it to the well. All right, T.J. Durking, not used to seeing him behind.
Yeah, minute 10 left to go here in the third period. He's trailing by 5. His opponent, Brandon Trees, really riding tough here. He's working in a single wing on the right side, deep waist. Now he's off that deep waist, works up, tries to bar the arm. Durking's just sprawled flat here. His opponent, Brandon Trees, really, really putting some pressure on him. 45 seconds left to go.
Here in just a while, we'll have about number 1274. It's going to be Caleb Reeves. He's going to go up against another Monona kid, another Schnurr. I think that's Monona. I'll check that. But that kid's record is 45-7.
20 seconds left to go here for T.J. Durking as he's trailing 5-0 in the third period. And his opponent, Brandon Trees, has just rode T.J. hard here this whole entire third period. And T.J. Durkin's season is going to come to an end. His senior season, high school career, not going to probably be high on, not going to, well, you know, not going to make his goal list, I'd say, for the year.
That was a tough tournament for him. You know, he lost twice here this afternoon, and he came out, wrestled really, really well, and got a 6-3 decision in the first one against a really talented kid with 40 wins on the season, and just came up a little short in his quarterfinal match. And you know, that's just tough. That's just tough way to lose. But congratulations to all the Southeast Warren wrestlers on a great season. All right. Reeves is about 1274, and that'll be the very next one that we've got. It'll be Caleb Reeves. So, all right, Sigourney Kyoto, how about that? You're going to be coming on. It's going to be Sinclair Tractor and Sigourney sponsoring that, along with the great folks from Copeland Auto Body. I want to also say thanks to McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon.
Mat number 8, Caleb Reeves coming out.
All right, here we go. Caleb Reeves takes the mat. Tough loss for him there. See if he can bounce back from that and shake that afternoon loss off here about an hour and a half ago. Shake that off. We're just winding through the final matches of this particular session, and we'll be back again tonight, folks. That is something that we will cover for you after we get done bringing you this Sigourney Kyoto match here from Wells Fargo Arena. Reeves is out here. Looks very, very muscular compared to his opponent. Very short, stocky guy there, wrestling at 220.
Reeves doing a nice job there, being real heavy on them shoulders, trying to shuck his opponent by, but they're going to go out of bounds. Back to the center, neutral position.
This is Class 1A, 220-pound elimination match. Live, Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC. Your broadcast team is Travis Zappel, Joe Sinclair, and Kevin Cochran. Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyoto out there on the mat. He is posed to take down Brent Schnur from Midland, Wyoming, and he's got it done. He's got it done, and it's a feet-to-back hip toss, and I believe we're going to have a pin, and we do. A pin in 37 seconds for Caleb Reeves, and that was lightning quick. Way to go, Caleb Reeves. Just a great hip toss there. Caught his opponent a little bit out of position, and it really looked to me like that's how that was going to come out when those two wrestlers took the match.
Yeah, I didn't get to see the feet-to-back move. I got my eyes on Chaz Clark down here at Pleasantville. He's out here on mat number 6 right now, and he's in a 2-0 lead over Logan O'Connor.
Hey, great folks there at Pleasantville. Folks, we were stuck behind a train, and we'll tell you about the fine folks from Pleasantville that got us here on time so that you didn't miss any of your wrestling coverage as we waited for a 20-minute train to go by. Right now, it's Chaz Clark out on the mat. That is mat number 6, isn't it?
Yeah, mat number 6. His opponent's Lisbon, Logan O'Connor. Clark got a early first period takedown here, and been riding tough here the rest of this opening period. There's 10 seconds left to go. 2-0. Chaz Clark, Pleasantville, leading Logan O'Connor. Clark trying to work a T-bar.
Well, he's got a stall call against Clark. No, it's O'Connor. Against Connor. That's right.
Yep. O'Connor's going to get called for stalling here as the period comes to an end.
Chaz Clark down there looking very, very ready. He defers the choice. Makes a clockwise pace around the inner circle. Comes back around onto the right side of O'Connor. O'Connor gets set. Clark covers, and on the whistle, it's a sit-out by O'Connor and a follow around by Clark, and Clark lifts, trips, and takes him back for a mat return onto his stomach. Looked like he almost was going to be able to bear hug there and do something with that. And right now,
O'Connor doesn't try to get back up to his base here. I look for him to call him for a stalling again here, Joe.
Well, Clark's got to get off the hips a little bit before he does that. Last time when he called that stall, he was trying to work a T-bar real hard, and right now he's just riding right on the hips. I think he's going to have to get off those hips before he gets a stall call against him. And there he does. He chops that arm on the right-hand side, tries to work a chicken wing, and does. Works the chicken wing, works it just to the outside circle, turns him back in, and if he could just bar that arm, he could turn him over. Can't quite get that done, but he's got a leg hook now, and he's going to try to work the chicken wing on the other side.
Good job there by O'Connor wiping that off. We got a minute and 7 seconds left here. A lot of time. This pinning combination here for Chaz Clark, trying to work it here at the edge of the mat. The edge of the mat has kind of stymied him here a little bit, so he has to give up that chicken wing. Gives that up. Now he's still riding the hips. He's riding parallel right now. Hooks the leg there at the back. Puts a arm bar in on the left-hand arm. Gives up the arm bar. Tries to put a half Nelson in. And now I can see where maybe we'll get a stall call against O'Connor. He is not doing anything right now. Clark is bringing all the action here in the second period. 23 seconds to go.
He's going to get the call. That call's going to go against
Clark. It's going against Clark because he didn't get off the hips. Yep. I can see that, too. I can see that, too. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling. And on a restart here. This time Clark covers him on the left side. Granby rolled by O'Connor. Doesn't work. And with 29 seconds to go, Chaz Clark working a deep waist ride. Tries to cast over. He's got the arm barred behind him now. And he does get teed out. So he's not going to get called for any stalling here. He's got him teed out. Good job there by O'Connor. Working his opposite leg with a post with 12 seconds to go. So let's see if Clark can roll him up here with a half Nelson. He's got the deep waist in on the right-hand side. He's got the half in on the left. A sit-out now by O'Connell. And a Granby roll by O'Connell almost works as time expires. 3 more seconds, and I think O'Connor would have been out. That was very, very close.
That was close.
We'll go to the third and final period. That was a 2-minute ride for Chaz Clark. He'll take down. He's going to try to bust out of there and extend his lead to 3-0. Score off of his feet. See if he can't get his ticket punched onto the medals. And he does. It took him 1 second to jump up and escape. It wasn't a stand-up. It was a jump-up, folks. Right here, Chaz Clark from Pleasantville is on his feet against O'Connell from Lisbon. It's O'Connor from Lisbon. Now we got a underhook situation here. Separation again.
O'Connor's kind of looking for that throw maybe, Joe.
That looks to me like what he's trying to set up. They are 220-pounders, and those 220-pounders a lot of times will give you a good look at a throw late in the match, try to get a guy a little bit hot, sweaty, and leaner. But there's a single leg in there by Clark, and off the mat they go with a minute 25 to go. A 3-0 lead for Pleasantville's Chaz Clark. Pleasantville is one of my favorite towns now after what happened today.
Oh, Chaz Clark.
Oh, in on double for Clark. Clark got a double, and his opponent tries to just roll through it, but Clark had way too much leverage, was down right in his midsection. If he'd have been up in his chest area, I think he could have got it, but it's a blood timeout now for the Lisbon wrestlers, so Chaz Clark's going to have a minute to... I'll put my glass on that. It might be Chaz Clark that's bleeding.
Yeah, I think he maybe knocked a contact out the way it looks to me.
Could be. Yeah, well, the coach has something small in his hand. So I'm sure they'll rinse that out well before they put it back in his ocular device. That's also known as an eyeball, an ocular device. Ocular organ, maybe.
Ocular
that should be
organ.
It.
There you go.
All right, well, Chaz Clark is trying to work a half Nelson against O'Connor. He's got an arm barred on the left-hand side. Tries to work that chicken wing in on the right. Tries to get him turned over. There are 48 ticks left on the clock. It's a 5-0 lead for Chaz Clark. And he is grappling against a grappler that has just given up, Travis.
Yeah, O'Connor's just...
He just gave up.
He's given up here. It doesn't appear that he's got any gas left. And I think we're just going to see these wrestlers here just...
Yep. O'Connell down on his base. There he shows the little signs of life, got up to his base. Maybe he just needed a breather. Might have been gas, but sure looks like he gave up. And it'll be Chaz Clark advancing onto the medals stand for the Pleasantville Trojans. 10 seconds left on the clock. He's got the 5-0 lead. Make it 5-1. He's going to give up a stall point.
Yep.
I think with 7 seconds to go, he could... ride this thing out and get 3 more stall calls on him, but 7 seconds, you're not going to see that happen. And the O'Connor kid doesn't have anything left in the tank, so it will be Chaz Clark from Pleasantville. So here's the story, folks. If you're just tuning in to KIIC on 96.7, we're just concluding the 200, or we're concluding the Class 1A consolation elimination matches. The losers that we just called, they're done. The winners will be standing on the medal stand. We went clear down to Court Street to get something to eat at the bait shop. And on the way back, Kevin Cochran says, those crossings are down. You think we're going to try to run and get ahead of that train? And we couldn't see the train because it was blocked by a building. I said, oh, those things are Iowa Interstate. Just be two or three cars. We were wrong. The train was over a mile long, moving very slowly, and it was 20 minutes before the train got past, and we couldn't get around it, and it was between us and Wells Fargo Arena. So there was a car there with Marion County Place, and we knocked on the window and said, hey, would it be okay if we hitched a ride up to Wells Fargo? They looked like wrestling fans, and they were a little bit sketchy about it, weren't they, Travis?
Yeah, a little bit.
But anyway, come to find out, it was Kyle Romanko and his dad and I went to high school together. And his dad's Mike. We always called him Pedro. So I want to shout out to Kyle Romanko and his girlfriend. It's Kevin Cochran's cousin. Yeah, that's a heck of a... But Kevin Cochran's related to almost everybody in southern Iowa. You get south of Highway 92, and it's probably one of Kevin's cousins. But shout out to Kyle Romanko. Thanks very much. And his girlfriend, I believe it was... Jessica. Yeah, it's Jessica. So thanks very much for the ride. Kept us from being late. We probably could have done the 2 mile run and got here right on time, but we wouldn't have been.
I wasn't going to try it.
the 2 mile run?
The 2 mile run.
All right. Well, we are going to have a good break in the action here. I think our next time that we're going to be back with you folks here on 96.7 for session six is going to be at 7:30 tonight. So it's 5:35 now. We'll be back here at 7:30. And what we're going to bring you is the Class 3A semifinals and the third-round consolations, and then the 1A semifinals and third-round consolations. So it's a round that will go pretty quickly, but we will be here until 10 o'clock tonight. 7:30 to 8:40 is the 3A, and 8:45 to 10 is the 1A. So we will set those 1A finals for you, the 3A finals for you, before we wrap it up tonight at 10 o'clock.
Still a lot of exciting wrestling to go on. Like I said, we've had the 2A semifinals, and how exciting was that? We hope the Class 3A and the Class 1A are just as exciting as what the 2A was. We got Southern Iowa looking really good. I think, four guys in the finals for the Southern Iowa wrestlers in Class 2A. Hopefully we can get maybe a couple punch through in 1A. I'm excited to see Nick Martin.
Absolutely.
Here in the semis, and Joey Mitchell actually in the semis too. So
yeah.
it's a lot of excitement left to come.
Hey, Kevin, you are doing a lot of writing here, and I'm sure that all of our listeners on 96.7 that have been tuned into our live wrestling coverage here at Wells Fargo Arena were interested in what you were doing with that left hand of yours. What were you writing down, and what are you figuring on here?
Well, I would just try. I don't know. I'm a geek when it comes to trying to figure all this team score stuff out. And, you know, I was looking and say, okay, well, where's everybody at? Dubuque Wallert leads by like 19 points. I don't think anybody's going to catch him. And so what I wrote down is that Dubuque Wallert has three guys in the finals.
This is Class 2A.
And here's the impressive thing. All of their guys have won by fall. So they've all scored 24 points. So they've all got, that's 18 bonus points. That's why they're in the lead. And they have one in the consolations. South Tama has two in the finals, three in the consolations. New Hampton, one and four in the consolations. Ballard, one and three in the consolations. Davenport Assumption has two in the finals, but they got nobody else wrestling. Yeah, Centerville has the two in the finals, but they still have Caden Kosrich to come back and wrestle. And so I was just seeing if there's any way they could creep up and possibly squeeze in. I don't think there's any way they could catch the top three. I don't think anybody's going to catch Dubuque Wallert. But I do think Centerville can jump Davenport Assumption and possibly catch Ballard if, depending on what the consolation wrestlers do. That's why these bonus points that we're talking about are so important and why you have to keep wrestling. Because as we've watched sometimes, maybe a kid gets taken down and all of a sudden he gets pinned. And he doesn't care because, A, he was going to lose the match anyway. But, B, by giving up those pins like that, it's makes a huge difference in the team points.
Yeah, and Dubuque Wallert, they came from almost out of nowhere. They only had 14 first-round points, and now they are on top of the Class 2A field here at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. And it's been so much fun bringing it to you here, folks. Let's send this thing out of here for you with the sponsor acknowledgement and acknowledge that we will be back here
about 7:25 or so to bring you those 3A matches as well as the 1A semifinals and the final session of the evening. American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency.
Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC.
Sheraton Valley Electric, Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, and Harold Trailer Sales.
I want to thank everybody that's sponsored these wrestling broadcasts for you, including Belzer Equipment, Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiatives in Oakwood, Specialty Care, and Zapital Spraying Service.
Pepsi Mahaska Bottling Company, Penn Central Mall, Quality Ag Service, and Southern Iowa Technologies for bringing us the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Also want to thank Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, Wirtz's Concrete, and United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Also, Summers Car Credit, Sinclair Tractor, People State Bank, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, Crazy Metal Art, G&P Insurance, Eastern Iowa Tire, Community First Credit Union, and for sure, Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, and also our periphery folks that have given us these great broadcasts for you. We want to thank Copeland Auto Body, Motor Inn of Knoxville, the Sheraton Vision Center and Morton Buildings, and Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty, Albia Brewing Company. Thanks so much for helping us get these broadcasts out of this wonderful facility and into your cars, your homes, and onto your digital devices. We will be back here at the Wells Fargo Arena in about 2 hours. Excuse me, if we're back, we will be here in 2 hours, but we'll be back here at 7:25. The 7:30 session tonight will be another 2.5 hours of wrestling fun. We'll be here until the final match is over, and we'll bring it all to you here on 96.7. Thank you so much for listening. For Travis Apatel and Kevin Cochran, this is Joe Sinclair signing off for now. We'll be back at 7:30.
Hi, this is Kendra Sinclair, Director of Clinic Operations at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We are focused on providing an excellent patient experience for your entire family. Our medical clinic is the entry for many patients into the healthcare system of Monroe County. When care or service is necessary beyond the office, we are backed by the resources and specialists of Monroe County Hospital. You can conveniently request an appointment online by visiting mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in Southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland.